we should not refer to them as the old people.
Okay, the people with beautiful skin people.
Yeah.
Hey, podcast listener, you're about to discover insider tips, tricks, and secrets to making more sales and converting more prospects into customers with email marketing. For more information about the Email Marketing Podcast or the Autoresponder Guy, go to dropdeadcopy.com/podcast. Hey everybody, it's John McIntyre here, the Autoresponder Guy, and it's time for episode 14 of the Email Marketing Podcast, where we talk about the top tips, tricks, and secrets for making more sales and growing your revenue with email marketing. Today, I'll be talking to Ezra Firestone from BrownBoxFormula.com and SmartMarketer.com. I met Ezra at an event in Sydney a few months ago, and I was completely blown away by the content he provided. He spoke for about 2 hours all about e-commerce. He had a 12-step system about how to build an e-commerce store, how to drive traffic to it, and how to make money with it. And the way he presented it made it so easy to understand that I went to him and I asked him about email marketing and I wanted to find out if he could do a podcast on it. And that's what we're going to do today. So we're going to talk about email marketing as it applies to e-commerce stores. So in this episode, you'll find out how to boost any e-commerce store's revenue by 10 to 15% just by implementing an email marketing campaign. So it's very basic, straightforward stuff, but you need to execute on it. You're going to find out about the three main types of e-commerce customers and how you need to treat them to get the best results. You'll get Ezra's cart abandonment sequence that he has tested in numerous markets, so it's proven to work. Plus, you'll also find out how Target figured out a teen girl was pregnant before her father did, which is kind of insane and a little bit creepy, but it's very, very interesting stuff. Now, to get the show notes for this episode of the Email Marketing Podcast, go to dropdeadcopy.com/EP14. Now, we have another review. This one is from David Braun from proappcreators.com. David says, I look forward to every new episode John does. Why? Because he gets right to the point, extracts the best strategies, and doesn't waste time on lots of fluff like many other podcasts. His interview with Terry Dean was awesome, and I've written lots of notes that have helped me as well as some clients. Nice job. Cheers, John. Thanks for the review, David. I totally agree. I've listened to podcasts before, and they just take way too long to get into it, which is, maybe I'm doing that right now. Anyway, thank you again for the review. If anyone listening wants to leave your own review and get your website read out on the show, go to dropdeadcopy.com/podcast. Now, I've got some good news. Now, there was no episode last week, and some of you might be wondering why. Now, I was at a conference in Europe, in Lithuania, of all places, with Simon Black and Craig Ballantyne. Both of them use email. Some of the coaches who were there, too, were big-time internet marketers, and kind of underground, though. But they shared some amazing information that I think is really relevant to, it was really relevant to me, and I think it could really help a lot of people who listen to this. So, no promises, but it looks like I'll be able to have Craig Ballantyne and some of the other coaches on this podcast in the next few months, and I'm sure they'll bring their A game with some amazing killer information, so stay tuned for that. Now, I don't want to make David too angry, so without further ado, let's get right into today's podcast and talk to Ezra Firestone.
It's John McIntyre here, the Autoresponder Guy. I'm here with Ezra Firestone, an e-commerce expert. I recently had the privilege of hearing from Ezra at Fastweb Formula in Sydney, and he spoke a million miles an hour, but I don't think it was because he was nervous, but because he had so much to share. He went through his entire strategy, and since this is an email marketing podcast, we're not actually going to be talking about e-commerce stuff or the big picture kind of stuff. I thought we would talk about e-commerce email marketing because I don't know much about it. I'm sure most people listening to this don't know much about it either. So that's why Ezra's here. Ezra, how are you going today?
Man, I'm doing so well. Thank you very much for having me on the show. Thank you, listener, for listening in to us talk about email marketing. It's awesome. I feel so blessed every time I get to come on a podcast or a show because I know that people are taking time out of their lives to listen to me, which is really nice because that's like the most valuable thing that someone has is their time and they're choosing to spend it with us. So that's awesome.
Absolutely. And it's kind of crazy when you think about it. They're probably in their car right now or in the gym or, walking around their neighborhood. They're just living life while they listen to this.
No, it is a trip and a half is what it is.
That's pretty good.
So, we can dive right into email marketing for e-commerce specifically. Now, the good thing about email marketing for e-commerce is it is not particularly difficult. It's pretty straightforward. It's probably the most straightforward type of email marketing there is, because you are not doing much persuasion. You're not doing much selling. You're mostly doing relationship building when you're doing email marketing for e-commerce. And I've kind of broken it down to a couple, so three main segments that we can talk about. I'll just jump into it if you want.
Sure, let's do it.
Awesome. So we've got three, you've got three main sort of segments of customer who you're talking to when you have an e-commerce store. You've got the guys pre-purchase and the gals, let's not be chauvinists. You've got the guys and the gals who are pre-purchase, who've not actually bought something from you, but have hopped on your email list because there was an incentive on your website. Now, you'll notice all of the big sites are starting to do this, putting off these little pop-ups that say, hey, you know, get 15% off your first order. Enter your email address here, because they understand the value of a lead. Even in the physical product world, the value of a lead is so, so high, because people leave, you know, they come, they check out the products and they take off. Mm. And if you can capture that lead, if you can incentivize them to opt in, for some level of discount on the products, you'll generate opt-ins and you'll be able to follow up with them and make sales, which is what it's all about. So you've got your pre-purchase. So before they actually purchase, we'll talk a little bit about that. You've got your cart abandoned. So these are people who made it all the way to the shopping cart. They added, they searched your products. They were searching somewhere, Amazon, Google, who knows. They ended up on your website. They took a look at some products. They actually added one to their cart, and then they dipped out and they said, you know what? I'm bailing on this transaction. This isn't for me. Not right now. Back off. Maybe they didn't say all that, but you get people who abandon your shopping cart, and that's sort of another segment of people who you deal with in a little bit differently, a little different fashion when it comes to email marketing. And then we've got our third segment of people, which are our post-purchase people who've actually bought from you, people who've engaged with you and purchased from you. And those are really the three main segments of user who you're communicating with. And as we know, and as I'm sure you talked about in previous podcasts, when it comes to email marketing, it's all about knowing who you're communicating with and why. We look at email marketing as a form of communication with another person, not as just an email to some random thing that you want to buy from you, but actually a communication to another human being who's considering doing business with you. And when you frame it that way, you're now able to write emails that are really person to person, which is what it's about.
Absolutely. Before we go on, I always bring this up with people when they mention it. I think it's one of the key elements of good marketing, is that it has to be relevant, but you just have to understand exactly who you're talking to. So you don't send a cart abandonment email to a pre-purchase customer or vice versa. And the reason why is that you have to have that baseline level of empathy where you understand what the person wants, because everyone just wants to feel understood. And I just think this is such a core issue. And if people can nail this part of it, it'll make all the other parts work properly.
It really will. And you know, while we're on the subject of what people want from you, we can break it down. I'll break it down for you right now.
Let's do it.
Here's what people want: attention and approval. That's what they want. They want to know that you're paying attention to them, that you have noticed them, that your attention is not just on trying to sell them stuff, but you're actually paying attention to them as a person, and that you approve of them. Mm. People want to be approved of. And if you can do those two things in your marketing, you will be very successful. So let's talk a little bit about pre-purchase email marketing when it comes to e-commerce, right? When it comes to physical product e-commerce businesses. So someone's come to your site, they've opted in, they're on your email list. What now? You don't freak out. You know, you don't get scared. Some people do. They're like, oh my God, I have these people on my email list. What do I do? And that's totally righteous, you know, because it is scary to think about communicating with people with the goal of selling them stuff. But with e-commerce, you know, it's mostly about relationship building, because for the most part, people know what your products are. You know, e-commerce, physical products are not particularly difficult to understand. It's like, this is a salt shaker, and I understand that, you know? So it's not a lot of education around the product line. It's more communication with a customer. So I'll just give an example with Boom by Cindy Joseph, right?
Okay.
Which is our skincare company. Now, we're selling organic skincare, but our emails and our marketing are not talking to people about that skincare line. Sure, we mention it, but mainly what we're talking to people about are things like menopause and silver hair and aging and wrinkles and all of the experiences that our customers are having. So if you know who your customers are, like, for example, if you're selling pacifiers, your customers are probably parents. Mm. If you're selling manscaping kits, your customers are probably, you know, metrosexual men who are interested in grooming themselves. Like, yeah. you know who your customer is based on the product that you're selling, and you can then craft messaging that's relevant to that customer's life that isn't just specific to your product. So pre-purchase is all about relationship building, education around the product line and around who you are, education about the product line, about who you are. Just a little backstory on that. My wife is, she's here. She's in the kitchen. She's not actually, you know, she's not like listening in, but she always gets on my case for the fact that I always say so-and-so around this topic. And it's not proper English. You should be saying about this topic. And I continually make that mistake. And so she's right here. So I have to be in good form because this is going out to a public audience. So what was I saying? I completely forgot. I got flustered because I knew that she was listening to that. I know what I was saying. So education about the topic, education about the product line. Your viewpoints and opinions, and I'll give you guys practical examples in a second, your viewpoints and opinions on topics and conversations that are relevant to the community. So if you're selling cycling gear, you're going to be talking about Lance Armstrong and the fact that he's a dope fiend and all this stuff, you know?
Yeah.
You're going to be having conversations like that in your emails that are, you know, topics that are relevant to your community. So what do these emails look like? Well, we do them in the form of video blogs or product guides or, you know, top 10 lists or just really kind of any educational content that's geared towards building a relationship with the customer that, you know, the best is if you can get FaceTime with your community. That's the funny thing is email marketing is now turning into sending people emails, trying to get them to watch a video of you talking. Mm. And so, you know, you don't have to actually be an expert copywriter. You can write three sentences. I created a new video for you, and it can just be you on video. Or you can, you know, you can do blog posts. People still do read. They're not out of, you know, it's not out of style. But really, our approach to pre-purchase segment is essentially video blogs, where we create blog posts that are topically relevant, like I just mentioned, and then we make a series of them. We send one every 3 days after someone opts in that you know, builds some kind of a relationship or has some information or is relevant in some way, and then also mentions our product and does a soft sell. So they're really, really soft sells, all geared towards building a relationship with the customer and getting them to know us and our brand and getting them to watch our videos and letting them know, you know, our unique selling propositions, why it's good to buy from us, why we're, a good company, why we're, you know, all that kind of stuff. All the stuff that you do in your marketing, we do in our email marketing, but our pre-purchase is really all about relationship building. Any questions on the pre-purchase?
No, man, I think that's very straightforward. I mean, it's a bit different to, you know, standard email marketing. You know, you've already brought that up, but the whole idea that they're, you know, it's not about educating them or just talking, telling stories. You know, you could do that, but it's really just about, yeah, getting that connection going. And one thing I think is interesting there is that it's kind of like a read between the lines kind of thing. But when you put out content, like you just talked about, like the old people, the skincare people, you don't have to talk about skincare.
The old people. Oh, no. Oh, no. Let's hope none of the boom people are listening to this. They're lovely. I mean, yes, they, you know, for the most part, they're baby boomers and they're getting on in age. But that's, we should not refer to them as the old people.
Okay. The people with beautiful skin people.
Yes.
When you put out content, so a lot of people think that therefore you got to talk about skincare or, you know, whatever it is. And I think what's important is that you're getting a certain type of attention and it's their attention. So to do that, all you need to do is just put out content that's relevant to them, which is, yeah, it comes back in this understanding the customer. I think that's what some people struggle to understand sometimes is that you don't have to always talk about the product. As long as you keep the attention of the target people you want, you can talk about anything.
Yeah. Absolutely. And most people get really hung up on that. They say, what more can I say about my products? You know, what more can I really talk about? Like, I don't want to just sell super hard. I don't want to just keep talking about these products. And it comes up a lot in, on group phone calls. And, you know, when I do, it came up on this training I did this afternoon. Like, people have a hard time, being pushy and selling. And you don't have to do that. You just really, it's really about relationship building. You don't have to push your product super hard. Of course, if you're smart, you're going to mention your products. You know, you're going to soft sell. You're going to, you know, people understand that you're in e-commerce. I mean, they're not under the, they do not think that you are not a store that doesn't offer products. So you've got, you know, you want to be true to who you are, and you definitely want to do soft selling and mention your products where relevant, but it's not the main focus of the communications pre-purchase.
Okay. Okay. So let's get on to cart abandonment. So what do you do there?
Cart abandonment is, I've got a whole little sequence, and I've got a slide deck. I don't know how we can make it available, but where I went.
We can easily put that on the post.
All right. Let's do that. I'll put up a little slide deck that I did with a guy about how to structure 7-day cart abandonment sequences, but it's pretty straightforward. The first email is kind of like, hey, you know, we see that you were a sort of standard cart abandonment. We see that you were in our shopping cart. And the cool thing about e-commerce is there's a lot of technology available for this these days. It's kind of been built in where you can scrape the images the images for the items that were in their cart, the SKU numbers, the price of the cart itself. Wow. And then you can send them an email that has the actual products that they were looking at. And based on the value of the cart, you can give them a discount. So if it's like $100 cart, you can give them a 5% discount. If it's a $200 cart, you know, you can set that dynamically. So you can do some really, really fancy stuff. You can send them an email and say, hey, you were, you know, thinking about buying these products, and here they are, you know, reminding them these are the products you were looking at. We find with cart abandonment that you can pick up 25%, up to 25% of the abandons, which is just phenomenal. Because when you think about the fact that 8 out of 10 people abandon your cart on average, you can pick up 2 out of those 8 with a strong cart abandonment sequence. And so essentially what that is it's kind of like a reminder email the first day saying, hey, with no offer, just, hey, you know, we noticed you tried to check out and you weren't able to complete your order. We're sorry that that you had a problem with our order system. Here's where you can go back and complete it. The second email is more of a social proof. Hey, you know, comes a day or two later. You know, we noticed that you still haven't completed your order. Here's all the unique selling propositions. Here's all the reasons you should buy from us. Here's why we're good. You know, here, ABC, excellent customer service, quality shipping. So just basically, you know, testimonials, telling them why they should buy from you again and reminding them that they have a cart. So social proof. Third email would be some kind of scarcity, like, hey, you know, this your cart's about to expire. Here it is again. It's kind of they're all. I don't have this in my head the whole sequence, but they're all basically just reminding people of the fact that they were going to buy from you at one point, and then reinforcing why they should, you know, with testimonials and social proof and unique selling propositions and all these different things. And then in the fourth email and onward, you offer some kind of incentive, 5% off, 10% off, et cetera. And it works extremely well. And really it's about the follow-up. I've seen some really terrible, cart abandonment sequences that convert, you know, 10-15%. Any cart abandonment sequence that's done halfway decent will convert a solid amount of visitors, a solid amount of cart abandons into buyers. You know, it's going to vary depending on market, depending on value of the products being sold, you know, average order value. There's a lot of variables that will tell you what percentage you will pick up. But if you put in a cart abandonment sequence, it does not matter if you're not a good copywriter, if you're not doing anything fancy, you will sell more product.
Okay. Okay. And it sounds like there's a best way to do it that people have kind of figured out, I guess, over, I mean, maybe they haven't, but you said, so it's one the first day, one day later, and then one a few days after that.
Yeah, we do it every couple of days. We do about 7 of them. But wow. You know, there's so much information on cart abandon is such a big problem in e-commerce. It's such a big topic of conversation because of how many people abandon shopping carts, because of how high that ratio is.
Yeah.
It's such a huge topic that there's been so much time and energy dedicated to solving this problem. There's so many pieces of software out there that help with this. It's really becoming an industry standard thing. So you don't really, you know, you can just Google it and you will find more information than you could possibly want from fantastic marketing blogs like Practical E-commerce and GetElastic.com, all about this topic. So we don't have to spend a ton of time talking about it here, but it is it's a topic of discussion that is completely relevant for physical product business owners.
Okay. Well, let's keep moving then. What about the post-purchase?
Okay, post-purchase. Essentially, with post-purchase, you're doing a mix of content marketing and selling. Post-purchase, you can be so much more aggressive because they already bought from you, which means they already liked you enough to buy from you one time. So all that stuff I was talking to you about from a content marketing perspective, pre-purchase, like, you know, video blogs and educational guides and educational webinars blog posts and interviews and all this kind of content that's geared towards educating your customer, is a very, very good idea to do post-purchase. And it's good to have some kind of regular schedule. So we do things like Saturdays with Cindy, a store that I can consult with, Sundays with Sarah, some kind of regular education/entertainment relating to the brand and relating to the product line, because it gets people used to seeing you every week. And then we take those emails that we send out and we promote them on Facebook to our Facebook community. And we basically just make sure that we're engaging. We email it out to our subscribers. We post it out to Pinterest and Google. Like, we put it everywhere. We syndicate it so that everyone in our community is seeing content from us on a regular basis, so that when we do make sales offers, we get a much higher take rate on those offers, because we've been in constant communication with our customers each week for the past month. Mm-hmm. And most e-commerce stores just send out a sale email once a month. You will see a significant boost in the revenue from those sales emails and the conversion rates in those sales emails if you're sending out content on a weekly basis. So I recommend, at least on a weekly basis, we do it on a weekly basis, that you do a content email of any kind, and then you do sales emails. So, and this can be everything from liquidations, discounts on a certain product line, holiday sales. And you can just make up, there's thousands of holidays that people don't even know about. A lot of people in the e-commerce space do sales emails for every holiday, for Rosh Hashanah, for Easter, for man's chest hair day, for beard day. I mean, for all kinds of crazy stuff, holidays you haven't even heard about. So essentially, post-purchase is very simple. It's consistent content marketing mixed in with a monthly or bi-monthly sale. And there's got to be some excuse for the sale. It can't just be, hey, we're doing 20% off. It's like, hey, we're doing 20% off because of XYZ. So you're giving some reason why you're doing a sale. And that's really it, man. It's pretty straightforward stuff. It's not, and I'm not like the world's foremost expert on email marketing for e-commerce. These are just the basic strategies that work quite well. And they're really, there's not a whole lot of sophistication to email marketing for e-commerce. It's not a huge topic of conversation within the community. A good solid 10 to 15% of your sales will come from email marketing. If you have a legacy store that's been around a while that has a bunch of customers that's doing well, you'll see a good chunk of your sales coming from email marketing. But, 80 to 90% of your sales are not coming from this avenue. But most people are only seeing like 3%. Because they just send that monthly sales email. They're not doing pre-purchase relationship building. They're not doing cart abandons. And then they're not doing post-purchase relationship building and offers.
Okay, so that's really interesting. I didn't think, the whole content marketing thing kind of gets me sometimes, because people are, doing all this content stuff, but they're not selling, which is what they really should be doing. But it sounds like in this situation, content marketing can really work, because it just keeps you on their radar. So
exactly.
When you're finally up for that sale, it's just going to do so much better.
Exactly. It really does. And the thing about the content each week is you end up selling. Yep. We make as much sales from our weekly content as we do from our sales emails, because we've got soft sells in there. We've got, we're doing a blog post on how to make a felted Easter egg. By the way, if you want to buy the felt to make this Easter egg, you can click right here and do it. It's education, but we are working in the ability for people to purchase. And every time someone sees your stuff, they're going to your website, which means that they might be like, oh yeah, I wanted this thing, go buy it. So
just before we go, I had one more question. I remember talking to someone, I might've been on this podcast actually, that Amazon had done something really tricky. And what they did was they'd obviously put a cookie on this person's, the guy I was talking about, on his computer. And he'd been to Amazon. His friend had sent him a link, go check out this video camera. So he clicked on the link and went to Amazon and checked it out. He was logged into his Amazon account. He already had it, but basically Amazon tagged him as he'd been to that page. And so he left the page, and half an hour later or something, he gets an email from Amazon saying, hey, we noticed you checked this out, and then tried to get him to buy it. So it's kind of like a bit more advanced.
It's a combination of retargeting and email marketing. And if you have a solid, if you have a sophisticated retargeting platform, something like AdMazely or some of these more sophisticated retargeting platforms, what you can do is I mean, Amazon's got a special ability to do that because they have the email of their users, right?
Yeah.
So the way that you're doing that from a physical product, you know, the way that, that you're kind of doing that on a sort of lower level e-commerce store is through cart abandons. You don't have the emails of your customers. So you can't just, you know, when someone just checks out an item on your store, you can run retargeting ads, which you absolutely should be doing, through networks like Google and AdRoll and AdMazely and things like that and Retargeter. But you don't have the, benefit of having the, you, for the most part, you know, most of your people are not going to be logged in users. So you won't be able to just shoot them an email over. You do get to accomplish that a little bit through retargeting if you, through, cart abandonment.
Okay.
But it's like Amazon's got most of their users logged in and they've got a custom built, they've got a custom built tool to be able to do that. If you have someone's email, there are no products out there that I'm aware of that allow a small scale merchant to pull that off. But it's a very cool thing.
Oh, I think it's awesome. It's kind of creepy, but it's cool.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. It's freaky what they're doing. They're just unbelievable. It's like that article about how Target predicted this teenage girl's pregnancy before her dad knew she was pregnant. Have you heard that? Have you read that?
Yeah, what book was that in?
It was just an article on like Huffington Post or something.
Okay.
We should find it and link to it because it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
We won't be hard to find that one. That one got a lot of press.
So they basically had algorithms crunching data for people who bought products, and based on the products that this girl had been buying, they knew she was pregnant.
And her dad didn't. And her dad flipped out because they sent her a card that was like, here, to buy these Pampers for your kid or whatever. And her dad was like, why in the world would Target be sending this to my teenage daughter? And he was like flipping out. And then he found out, oh, she's pregnant. You know, like they were able to work out that she was pregnant before he was, which is like so scary.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a cool story. I'll see if I can find it and link to it.
Yeah, I mean, if you can, I'll definitely find it. It's out there. It's, you know, it's easy to find.
Cool, man. We're just at time. So before we go, give yourself a plug and tell people where they can find you.
Yeah, so I'm smartmarketer.com, smartmarketer.com. You can find me. I publish blog posts and podcasts and content relating to e-commerce and marketing and traffic. And if you're interested in lifestyle and mindset, if you're interested in finding out more about me and checking out my blog, I'd love you to do that. I'd love to hear from you. Smartmarketer.com.
Cool, man. And I also I've only listened to a few episodes, but Think, Act, Get is your podcast.
Oh, dude. Definitely check out Think, Act, Get. You know, it's not specifically relevant to, well, it is. It's relevant to, it's more a lifestyle mindset, talking about how you be in the world in relationship to yourself and other people and, you know, how you behave and act and how you think. And it's about more than just marketing and entrepreneurship. And I think if you're interested in that kind of stuff, then it is, it's getting a lot of positive feedback. So check it out.
Sounds good. All right, man. Well, I really appreciate you giving your time and to chat about email marketing for e-commerce stores.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on the show.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. If you want to discover more insider tips, tricks, and secrets about driving sales with email marketing, sign up for daily email tips from the Autoresponder Guy. Go to dropdeadcopy.com/podcast. Sign up, confirm your email address, and I'll send you daily emails on how to improve your email marketing and make more sales via email. You'll find out why open rates don't matter and the 7-letter word that underlies all effective marketing and much more.